And our guest on this is Tony Carney, who writes in the general Our Burning Planet section on the Daily Maverick website. Tony, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. The gathering's been cancelled. Any idea why?
Yeah, hi, John. Well, I think it's a great pity that the meeting has been called off. The reasons for it are not transparent, are not clear. The city officially says that there was a clash of engagements, and which actually sounds a bit thin given the number of people who were could have hosted it or spoken at it, and who were lined up to hear what the solutions are and to engage honestly, which is I think as I said, a pity that here's a city facing negative publicity and it's an opportunity to try and reestablish trust, be transparent, and deal with it. Why it's called off is a good question.
So, Tony, the executive mayor, a couple of days back, and we had a brief chat last week, was very optimistic. Said beaches will be open on the 1st of December. That's in 2 days' time. What have you managed to find out about Umhlanga, about the Durban Central beaches, and anywhere else where people who are in the tourism business and people who are in the holiday business, i.e. wanting to go on holiday, will be heading in December, all things being okay?
Well, I guess the good news is that the latest tests for the Umhlanga beaches are showing quite low levels of sewage bacteria. So they're looking quite clean and safe.
Great.
But who can tell what might be tomorrow, next week with the heavy rains? The bad news is that with the central beaches, the bacteria levels at several of the central beaches are still quite high. When I say, to give some context, the benchmark for water, anything above 500 CFU is risky. And it's poor. It's very poor. And some of the latest readings for North Beach, Battery, Country Club, it's anywhere between 2,000 and 64,000, which is clearly not a safe level for recreation. Elsewhere on it's fluctuating. It's high here, low there. And it changes with the current, of course.
So tell us this. I mean, what steps were taken in regard to Umhlanga and presumably their sewage system, their riverine, the river that runs into the ocean in that area would be a different one to central Durban. But what did they get right in Umhlanga that they can or can't get right in Durban?
Well, I think it's the fact that there's just so much infrastructure that's been damaged. You can deal with a pump station at an individual location, and if you get that right, obviously the sewage levels will fall. But if you're having 10 or so different pump stations scattered around the place, then they can't all be fixed overnight.
Right.
But the thing is, it's the unfortunate part is that yes, the floods really knocked the city, and it was an unexpected event. But these problems have been building up for several years because of the neglect of infrastructure. It's like servicing your car. If you don't service your car, you're going to break down on dark night on the side of the road, and there's going to be no tow truck. And that, unfortunately, is what's been happening. And I think what the city really needs to be completely transparent, instead of making promises about it's going to open on a certain date. It might be true of Umhlanga, but not the rest of the beaches.
And
you have to say we've got a problem and we're dealing with it. But don't make half promises. It just confuses people, I think.
And Tony, in stuff you've written before, you've raised questions about what you described as a substantial gap between the money that's needed to fix this stuff and make sure it stays fixed on the one hand and what's actually in the budgets. Do you know if any other money has A, been solicited from other sections of government and B, delivered?
Yes, well, that's a very good question, and there needs to be some more probing on that aspect, because the government did promise 10 million rand in flood relief funds, and some of that was used for the purposes of fixing a fresh water supply, which was obviously a priority. Why sanitation sort of lagged in getting some share of that money, I don't know. But certainly, there's, and you know, whether there's been problems with procurement in supply chain management, you know, it really needs some answers need to be are needed on why there was that delay in making sure sanitation wasn't left at the back of the bus.
Thanks very much, Tony Carney, freelance environmental journalist. So if you're planning to go to Umhlanga, it sounds like things are getting better there. Durban Beaches doesn't sound so good, and that briefing, that gathering that the mayor was convening, postponed. We hope it happens soon. We hope the answers coming out of it are clear.